WNYC listeners first heard from Bobby Moore earlier this year. He was a leader in the fight to unionize a customer service center for EasyPass on Staten Island. He was one of a handful of workers to travel up to Norwalk, Connecticut in February. The Xerox Corporation was voting that day to acquire their employer, the company that was running the EasyPass Center.
I'm excited. I'm doing something for my union. I'm doing something for a good cause.
In the past 6 months, the dispute between EasyPass employees and their employer has gotten a lot more bitter. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has the second installment in our series.
Bobby Moore and his wife Darlene own a two-family house in Staten Island. Their house is on top of a hill, and it's high enough to catch the breezes off New York Harbor. The couple's preparing dinner.
So there's a recipe call for red pepper?
No, I use the red pepper.
In 2005, Moore took a job at the customer service center, answering emails from people about their EasyPass tags. About 2 years ago, he started volunteering for the Communications Workers of America, which has been trying to unionize about 300 EasyPass employees.
He makes a great spaghetti.
Moore became one of the union's most outspoken leaders. He'd attend rallies and recruited his co-workers. Every Thursday, like other CWA members around the country, he'd wear a red shirt to show his solidarity. His department was a sea of red shirts.
She's a good cook, by the way. I told her everything she knows.
They have a teenage daughter, too, but she's away at camp, giving Bobby some time alone with his wife.
Whenever she needs advice... What do you do, baby?
I call my sister who lives across the street.
The company that ran the EasyPass Center had refused to negotiate a contract with the union. Moore actually got optimistic when the Xerox Corporation bought that company back in February. He thought Xerox would be more welcoming, but the opposite has turned out to be the case. One Thursday afternoon in mid-June, while he was working at his desk, Moore got a tap on his shoulder. He was told to go to the conference room.
So three of them were sitting in the room. So, you know, automatically my little antennas, they went up.
That day, Xerox told Moore and about 20 other employees they would be transferred. Instead of answering emails, they'd be answering live telephone calls all day long. His manager spoke first.
So he proceeded to explain to me at that particular time that there's a shortage of work.
The company told us the transfers were made, quote, to handle the normal ebb and flow of our business, unquote. But Moore doesn't buy that explanation. He thinks the company, Xerox, was trying to break the union. The new job would be stressful. You answer potentially more than 100 calls a day, and supervisors can listen in. Moore worried he'd get graded unfairly and fired at the first chance.
People are being dismissed, losing their jobs.
A week later, Xerox gave the transferred employees another option. They could quit and take a buyout. So Moore talked long and hard with his wife, Darlene.
It was very apparent that Bobby was really unhappy and stressed. I mean,
Moore thought about returning to the graphic design career he had put on hold 5 years earlier. That would mean giving up the health benefits for his family that led him to take the EasyPass job in the first place. But his wife was in favor. His blood pressure had grown worse as tensions between management and the union grew.
You know, when you're with someone for a long period of time and you see how they're... things are affecting them, you have to make sacrifices. I mean, we'll never be wealthy or whatever.
Moore figured his family could get by financially, but he agonized for another reason. 20 out of the 21 people who were being transferred were union supporters.
I think that was my biggest thing, a strong sense of loyalty to the cause, to the fight.
But as he saw other workers taking the buyout, he got more and more discouraged.
But I don't want to be that Jesus Christ. I don't want to be that martyr. That, you know, that they're nailing up on the cross and then everybody else is standing down there on the ground looking up at them like...
On July 3rd, Moore quit, though he refused the buyout. More than half of the transferred employees, including many other outspoken union leaders, ended up leaving also.
You got like about 20 people that are gone now, that were all red shirt wearers.
Moore hasn't been able to do much graphic design work. The Communications Workers of America ended up hiring him instead. His job now, to revive the flagging morale among the union supporters who are still working at EasyPass. WNYC asked Xerox to make an employee who supports management available for an interview, but the company declined. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.